Welcome back to Cinema Three Way. Next up on our genre cinema show is the 1973 blaxploitation classic, The Mac, directed by Michael Campos and starring Max Julian as the super pimpinest pimp Mac daddy of all time, and Richard Pryor as his number two. Oakland, California, 1973. A production caught between the forces of the Black Panthers and the organized crime syndicates of the ghetto, many of whom are in the movie, actually. And, you know, they put the movie under their protection. So when the Black Panthers started to try and stop them and shake them down, there was beef. This movie was a difficult birth, I would say. So you have told me about a movie from Istanbul. And that's what's Kolare Street, right?
Kolare Street.
And this is basically your version of The Mac.
Yep.
But having seen Kolare Street first and now seeing The Mac, tell us about Big Pimpin', Pearson.
Pimpin' ain't easy, dude. I don't know. For me, like, when the first time I hear Oakland was, I don't know how many years ago, but it was the Tupac video, California Love. It starts with Welcome to Oakland. I'm like, what is
that?
Yeah, like, where is this Oakland? What's going on there?
No time to party.
And the, since the day one I moved here, like, I don't know, Oakland is so interesting. And every time, like, every day I'm getting, like, more involved with Oakland. I don't know. Oakland is really cool. And the movie was one of the saddest movies that I've ever seen, actually. It was, like, deeply sad. And especially after one point, which I'm not going to tell for the sake of the good of the movie. But after one point, I was like, oh, no, like, this is too much. Too much. Don't do it. And I couldn't believe it, like, those cops, like, are they real? Seriously? People can be that mean? Is it, like, real world?
Oh, yeah. It's very much real world. And, in fact, it's an understatement. And all you have to do is look into the federal oversight of the Oakland Police Department and the Riders case to see that that stuff is still going on and nothing changed over there. Yeah, still.
Are you serious?
And worse. That and worse. Like, straight murdering people. And dropping evidence on them, man. That's how Oakland rolls. And always has. And
so scary. So scary.
Yeah. The gangsters are still there. The Black Panthers are even back. They're not as big as they were. But yeah, Oakland is a complicated place. I lived there for a year, and I really love the city. It's, you know, I like Oakland, but it's a tough town. And there's no joke. You know, you go out and protest, they will shoot you in the face. You know, and it is what it is. I mean, the world hasn't changed that much since 1973.
That is so scary. Like, I mean, beside the movie, I know we're supposed to talk about the movie and make the movie review, but since it's so real and since it's like the very near past, I mean, if it's still the same, it's so sad. It's even sadder than the movie.
Yeah, and they still have the Players Ball. Like, that's all real. That all still happens. The Big Pimpin' shows up, and I mean, it's,
by the way, seriously, tons of congrats to Max Julian. He was amazing in this movie.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing. Incredible. He carries the movie. I mean, he is
exactly.
The Mac.
He is the movie, yeah, I think. He is the movie.
Yeah. Max Julian is an amazing actor, and this is probably his finest performance. He goes deep. I mean, you can see him getting deep. He's again, there's parallels between his performance and what we're going to talk about next with Easy Rider, where he's processing the death of his mother, like on screen in front of you, and then later on, Peter Fonda is processing the death of his mother on screen, like forced into it by Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, they're both. Okay, now, by the way, you gave my spoiler. Yeah, I was talking about the moment when he realized that his mom is dead. I mean, that sadness in his eyes, that was the perfect acting. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I was almost going to cry.
Yeah, I mean, this
is pain. It's amazing. Yeah. It was such a powerful movie.
The genre of blaxploitation gets derided and dismissed by academics and film establishment constantly. You know, it's not this, it's not this, it's too ethnic, it's too that, it's low budget. But honestly, the sincerity of the storytelling and what they're talking about and the reality of the world they're talking about, man, that reality is all over that screen. Those guys are wearing their own wardrobe, and the clothes in the whole thing are phenomenal. They're driving their own cars. The music is made by people from Oakland. I mean, it is an Oakland. It is the most Oakland movie, I think, ever.
It is amazing, pretty amazing. And for me, like, since I'm coming from far, far away, and then I had no idea, and I'm always trying to be politically correct about this situation. So I don't know, like, if you would have asked me, like, if it's wrong to say this movie is a black movie, I mean, I don't know if it's politically correct or not. I have no idea. So I don't think this movie was ethnic or a black movie or whatever it is. It's just a brilliant movie. That's all I care.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. I mean, cinema, like all art, art doesn't have a color. Just doesn't. I mean, this is a fantastic story. A talented bunch of filmmakers. The actors are amazing.
Amazing actors.
I mean, and the reality, again, every chance they have to put a real criminal in, they put a real criminal in there. Every time they find a real pimp, they put a real pimp in the movie, you know? I mean, they got the protection of the organized crime, so why not put it on the screen? Those guys want to be famous anyway. I mean, it is so brilliantly executed, especially under the circumstances, which were unbelievably challenging. I mean, I have never been on a set where I was bombarded with bottles from like rooftops and, you know, raining down on me. And that's just heavy duty, man. The Black Panther's coming after me for making a movie. Oh yeah, the director's the wrong color. Sorry, you can't work in Oakland, honky. You know, it's like, what? Like, thank God a lot of things have changed, and certainly there's actually more film production in Oakland now than there is anywhere else in the whole Bay Area. So, the traditions and the spirit of the production, I think, lives on in a big way in Oakland. So much respect to the East Bay. I love working over there. Love all those people. And, of course, the movie itself lives on in hip-hop culture. It's referenced in, like, 90,000 different songs, groups. I mean, the whole term, the game, comes from the Mac. You know, that's where it was entered into the culture. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ageless movie, I think.
Yeah, rise and fall stories never go out of style. Well, all right, that the Mac, the rise and fall story of an Oakland pimp, and an incredible movie with amazing performances. So check that out, and we will be back after these messages from whoever.